you continue to pray for us now, certainly, because we desire to have the Lord lead us and guide us. You don't need to hear what Danny has to say, but you need to hear what God would have to say to you. And just, you know, as I try to start this message this morning, if you want to read with us, we'll be reading out of the book of Proverbs in chapter 3. Obviously, it's somewhat of a cliche to what we've already said, and just backing up maybe of some of the things that we've said. But I want to get into a little bit about this being our first Sunday of the year. You know, a lot of times when I can remember back during my pastoring, there was about four Sundays where you could guarantee that the church would be full. Easter, always be full. Mother's Day, most people would come to church with their mother. Christmas, you'd usually see them. Of course, homecoming, if a church had one. Church would be slap full on homecoming, of course. And New Year's would always be a Sunday where you would see the church pretty much packed out. Because people wanted to maybe start a new year and start it on the right foot by coming to church. And I can't fault anybody for that. But times have changed. People don't put things in the priority or the perspective as they used to. And unfortunately, the society that we live in today, a lot of people don't put a lot of stock in the things of God. And unfortunately, the Bible told us that it was going to get that way. It was going to become the place to where they didn't even want to acknowledge God, much less acknowledge His ways and do as God would have us do. Folks, we're in a sense a dying breed, if you'll have it that way. Someone who wants to keep clinging on to the things that are of God and keep clinging to the ways of God. And the Bible tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves so that we might be able to fellowship one with another. If nothing else, folks, to let each one of us know that we're not in this fight alone. I can remember one time back years ago, when Brother David Skinner was at Mount Olive, and we had took a Sunday up to Cades Cove to worship in the old Primitive Baptist Church. Most of you may have done that at some point in time. And we took a trip up there, and when we got up there, somehow they had double booked the church. There was another church from Kentucky that showed up at the same time we were. And, of course, both churches then were in somewhat of a quandrum trying to figure out, well, whose is it going to be? And what are we going to do now that there's two churches up here trying to have service in the exact same place at the exact same time? Well, the two pastors got together, and they started talking once with another, and they just decided, well, you know what? Our beliefs seemingly seem to line up with one another. Let's just go ahead and come together and have church as one. Are we not all of us already serving the same God? Are we not worshiping the same Christ? Are we not under the same blood that He shed for us? So why not come together? And so they decided they'd come in. We had our service, and Lord, we had a finding now. The church was slap full. There were people standing outside, kind of like the old days. You remember some of the old times back during the old revivals where churches come together and they would have to lift the windows up on the sides just so people on the outside could hear what was going on, because there were so many people that had come, they couldn't all fit inside the church on a hot summer Sunday or a hot Sunday night. And people had come together and thriving and wishing and wanting and desiring to be able to hear the Word of God and just pray for lost souls and saints. And so we had our service that day, and they had got up. That church had, I believe, I've never seen a church have a better time. I think they had a better time than we did. And they had got done, and come to find out after it was over with, their pastor got up and they said, you know what? Here we was. We're up in the backwoods somehow of Kentucky. They said, you know what? We thought we was the only church of our kind. We thought we was the only one left. That all the churches around had shut down around them. all the rest of them had left out and just left that part of the country. And they literally thought that they was the last ones that was worshiping God in spirit and in truth that they had. And it gave them hope. It gave them encouragement. And folks, here we are in the Bible Belt, and we're overlooking the fact of what we have right here in our grasp. To come together in fellowship and to come together as one to worship Jesus Christ and all that He does for us and all that He has for us. Let's get to the reading, or I'm just going to skip over the whole thing. In the third chapter, let's just go ahead and start with the first verse of Proverbs chapter 3. It says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth." Now, I said that to kind of move toward this. I know how New Year's brings us along with resolutions and things that we want to do, maybe to start on a good step and to get the new year going and try to set forth a new example for ourselves. But I know I've in years past I've said, you know, I'm going to exercise more this year. Yeah, and somehow my mind wants to go back over into Timothy that says, you know, exercise profiteth little. So it kind of throws me in there a little bit hard on March, somewhere around that time, you know, and I start reading and understanding it a little bit more than any other time. So I try to do that each year to no avail. I try to say that, okay, I'm going to eat a little bit better. COVID showed me how not to eat. So I've got a good step forward on that. So there's a lot of different things. But during this time that I had while we were down with COVID and kind of looking at things, of a night I would get sometimes off to myself and get in a shower. For some reason or another, my core temperature just seemed to be cold a lot. And I wouldn't be running a fever, so it wouldn't be chills or anything like that. I'd just be cold. So I'd go get in a hot shower, and I'd stand there for a while, let the warm water. And there's where I would find a little bit of solitude, and I'd start praying. I'd say, "Lord, why in the world did you give me this? You know, why'd you allow me to have this?" And I'd start questioning God. And I'd seemingly the next day it'd be worse. And I'd say, "Lord, here we are. I'm kind of waiting on you, if you would, kind of give me just a little bit more strength, if you don't mind, you know. I'm kind of chilling right now. I'm cold. I'm weak. Nothing tastes good no more. And you know how I like food so much, you know. So it's kind of like everything." It's kind of like a little old lady. The other day they was talking about a little old lady, Miss Perry. Most of you know Miss Perry, I guess, from the Singing Perrys. Randy was telling a story. Some of you may have heard it during her funeral. She said, "You know, my mind's about gone. Got two children gone. My husband's gone. My health's about gone. All I've got left is food, and y'all trying to take that from me." You know? And so here we are, and I'm here in the shower praying, and every night it's the same thing. "God, somehow, pull me out of this. God, why?" God, and I start to question and do things. Anybody else ever do any of that? Am I in my boat by myself right there? Especially when things get down, we start to question God. We start to ask, "Why, Lord? Why is this happening?" And you know what? About 90% of the time, I don't ever get that answer. I never do get that answer. But you know what we need to do? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. And in all our ways, acknowledge Him, and in turn, He will direct our paths. I finally quit questioning. Okay, I'm not going to ask you another time, Lord, as why I got this. There's a reason. There's a reason for it. There's a reason why my family has had it. There's a reason why a lot of people have had it. And I can't answer those questions. Had a lot of good folks die with it. A lot of friends, a lot of family, a lot of neighbors. They've passed on with it. I can't tell you why that is. All I can tell you is, in 2021, may we trust in the Lord more in that year than all the years prior to it. May we set forth a foot to trust God, to not question His ways. Remember, we can't see the forest for the trees. We can't see what our future holds. We can't see what's down the road in front of us. But God knows it. And God has a reason as to why we go through the things that we go through. Whether to make us stronger, whether to make us wiser, whether to make us more patient, more kind, more anything. Just simply trust in the Lord. You want your finances to come in line? Trust in the Lord. He never said that He'd just completely give you everything that you ever desired and wanted. But He did say He'd give you everything that you ever needed. Everything that you ever needed. He's going to take care of His children. There's one thing that always have come brought me back. There have been times in my life where I have questioned salvation. You know, in my younger years, I was one of those bad about questioning sometimes. And there would be times where I'd do something that wasn't in line with God's Word. And I felt the chastisement of the Lord. You ever felt that? You ever felt the chastisement of God? Where you done something that you know was wrong, that was not in alignment with what God's Word tells us to, that we shouldn't be doing and shouldn't be having no dealings with, but yet we done it anyway, and God chastises for it. Boy, that ought to let you know that you're a child of God, if nothing else. Because God loves you so much that He wants you to be an example for Him. Think about that now. God chastises us sometimes when we do wrong, and we feel that chastisement, and we know we've done wrong just the moment that we've done it. That conviction falls on you, and then you get in alignment. God kind of gives you a little whooping somewhere, and then you kind of go off and like a little youngin' and stamp out and stomp around and kind of get a little mad and puffy, you know. Come get away from that. But then finally you come around and you say, you know what, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. That ought to bring about one of the greatest feelings that could possibly ever bring across you. Because number one, that lets you know you're a child of God. Because He loves you enough. Like a father wanting to correct their child, He loves you and wants to correct you. And I want you to think about it from this standpoint too. From this point, look at it from this. God wants you to do better because He's got use for you. He's got use for you. He wants you to do better so that you can be a soldier for Him, that you can be an example for Him. You say, well, after that, you know, I probably don't need to be no example. God's kind of gotten back and said, yeah, I know. I kind of know that. But that's why we're straightening it out now. That's why we're fixing this thing now. because God wants to use you. God still got use for you, or God would have already brought you home. Do you realize that? God don't want to put us through this old life of torment and trouble and trials that we have to go through no longer than he has to. But God's left you here for a purpose. God's left you here to use you. God's left you here to be able to have, to be able to do something for him, to uplift the name of Jesus somewhere. You do realize that somewhere in your life, there very well is somebody that nobody else is going to be the example of a child of God except you in their life. There is somebody, possibly somewhere in your life, that you're either to come across or already a part of, that they're looking to you and they're watching you and they're saying, there's something different about that person right there. Maybe, just maybe, I want a little bit of what they got. Maybe I want just a taste of what they got. They got some hard times. I seen them go through it. But I seen them come out on the other side seemingly stronger. How was that? And when the door of opportunity opens to you, and it will, somewhere they'll say, how do you make it? How do you do it? That's when you proudly stand and trust in the Lord and say, I trust God. He's got my back. He always has. He always will. I'll trust in him, and he will give me all that I ever need and promise to take care of me. So when the troubles and trials and the bad things come into our lives, trust God. Don't try to question. I know you'll want to. And you know what? God don't fault us when we do, because he knows we're going to sometimes. Hey, we can't help it. It's this flesh. We can't help it. But that's okay. Rise above it. Grab another hold and say, God, I trust you. God, you've got my well intentions in hand. You've got me in hand. I rest in the palm of your hand. You are the one in control. I don't care what 2020 brought us. I don't care what 2021 brings us. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to follow you. And I'll just hold on to your unchanging hand and see if 2021 won't be a better year. Stand to your feet. Come with a song. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Fear the Lord. Trust in him and everything will be all right.